This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Trip into the world of American agriculture. The American family farmer is here with a focus in part on cheese making today. A lady who has co-founded the New England Cheese Making Supply Company is going to talk to us about how cheese making is done on the family farm versus the way it's done in the big agribusinesses, because this program isn't about, nor is it for, agribusiness. It is for the small family farmer. It is a niched program, and you can hear these podcasts at blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer every week, a new version. So you want to listen to the podcasts of this American Family Farmer, blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. I'd like to start out our visitation with some thoughts about things that are going on, things that have happened or are happening. And I'm going to, in passing, just spend a little bit of time on the annual Forbes Ag Tech Summit, which takes place and has for the last 3 years every summer. Forbes magazine gets a group of, in this case, about 650 participants who immerse themselves into the world of agricultural technology. Now, let's be honest. We know that we have to have, in the face of what's going on, you can hear me talking about the various things like Alexa and Siri. And okay, so they're there. They may have a role to play. But there are other things that are going on in terms of growing, in terms of processing, in terms of shipping. And growers, both big and small, have to get on board, because otherwise you don't survive. The biggest challenge, I think, in the debate at this Ag Tech Summit was about who controls the means of seeding. And then we get right back to the focus on the work that's been done by Monsanto and Dow and the other huge businesses to control the seeds. And a lot of the things that have been developed through technology, the hybrids, that sort of thing, big discussion about that. I'm concerned with my farmer friends who are inundated today with the choice of either go with the big guys or you're going to lose. And I think that's offensive, frankly. It's not what I want. Should I choose not to do it? I give you examples all the time what I do on my farm. I'm trying to diversify somewhat. I have dairy animals, and I raise replacement Jersey heifers and Ayrshire heifers, like doing that. But I want to do other things with the land. So I have been investigating what to do with regard to hemp. And there is, as you might know, there's something that now is being called hemp mania, because so many people want to get on the bandwagon because there's a lot of money in this. Growing and using industrial hemp, there are lots of there's a lot of use for hemp. So it's one of those new promising crops. I think that there is some cold, hard reality, as I'm finding. And so as you think about what to do, there are 32 states now that are growing or have allowed the farmers in the state to grow hemp. My state of Massachusetts is one of them. Hemp is not marijuana. It doesn't have THC levels that will give you a high. But there are, you know, I'm thinking about the places where I would grow it. I have a lot of land that I lease from the state parks, that sort of thing. And I'm wondering, I'll try it, but I'm wondering what, you know, people see, they look at it and they're like, there's marijuana, let's go. And, you know, they'll go in and they'll sort of start to strip the leaves off of the plants. And so, I think that that'll be something that happens. Harvesting it is an opportunity to learn how to do things a little differently. What I'm concerned about is that Monsanto is going to try to get in, they've already said they are, to the seed business for both hemp and marijuana, because they want to control that like they control everything else. I think that's something I got to find, like I have for corn, an open pollinated seed that will be something that there won't be any crossover, if you will, across pollination. The tobacco firms somehow have figured out how to do that. And not only Monsanto and the, you know, these type of agribusinesses, but the tobacco companies want to get into the marijuana business, and they see the ancillary world of hemp as a way to support farmers who want to grow marijuana. So I guess the thing to do, my advice is to do what I am doing. I think there's going to be a lot of law enforcement as we get started with both of these. I think in the next 10 years, I think farm-grown hemp and marijuana may become impossible for law enforcement to police. And so in that circumstance, one of the things that quietly is being said by the government is they want to have a lot of marijuana grown in our country so we won't be getting so much illegal marijuana brought in from across the border. And that, you know, that's part of the big problem. And where you acknowledge that people are smoking grass, so you legalize it, but there isn't enough crop here, so there's all kinds of stuff coming in from south of the border, and it really is, it's not part of what is talked about. We're always talking about illegal immigration in terms of people, but all these drugs that are coming across, they're really, they're very dangerous. So, anyway, be interesting, but I would only caution those of you who are like me that want to grow hemp to look into it carefully, because you need to have, among other things, the right seeds and the right crop so that the buyers will be eager to pay you what it's worth. And that's the other thing. You better, before you plant the hemp, have a place for it to be sold. I think that's one of the things that I'm learning here. All right, enough on hemp and that connection. Let's learn about cheesemaking in a moment from cheesemaker Ricky Carroll. Next up here on the American Family Farmer.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, welcome to Super Duty Radio. Next up is Brad. What's on your mind, Brad?
Torque.
Well, Brad, you've called the right show, because the all-new 2017 Ford Super Duty has best-in-class torque. In fact, the 2017 Super Duty is to torque what a St. Bernard is to drool, what a junior prom is to acne.
So what you're saying is it's got a lot of torque?
Glad you're paying attention, Brad. Yes, a lot of torque. In fact, more torque than ever before.
Well, good, because I need a lot of torque. Also a lot of payload and towing capability.
You're awfully needy, Brad, but that's good, because the all-new Super Duty has best-in-class towing and payload. In fact, Super Duty is to towing and payload what a swamp is to bugs, what a
clown is to creepy.
I do the comedy, Brad.
But it's Trump.
This is the next level. This is the all-new 2017 Super Duty. And this is why Ford says we own work.
Best-in-class towing, payload, and torque when properly configured. Class is full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds DVWR based on Ford segmentation.
All right, we have 16 past the hour. On the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with Ricky Carroll, who is the co-founder of the New England Cheesemaking Supply company. So I guess we ought to start here, Ricky, with the basics. Tell me about the New England Cheesemaking Supply Company, how you came to be, how did you get interested in cheeses, that sort of thing.
Well, good morning, Doug. How are you?
Well, I'm well, thank you.
Well, my husband and I came to the country from the suburbs. And,
right. So you're a New England lady. You're in Massachusetts. We'll make this a little more because I'm in Framingham, as you may know. What suburbs did you come from? And you moved out to Asheville, right?
Right. Well, my husband was from Concord, and I lived in New Jersey, mm-hmm. and I now live in Asheville.
Mm-hmm. Which
in Asheville, Mass. It's in Western Mass.
Yeah.
And when we moved out, although we lived on Main Street, we got goats, we got a cow, pigs, sheep, pigs and geese, and we started making and growing about 98% of what we ate.
98%. That's pretty good for living in New England. Yeah, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm.
And that was in 19... Yeah.
You learned how to can and cook and all that sort of thing. Because that's what you have to do. So, among all of that, you learned how to make cheese. Is that right?
Yes, we had our animals, and both the first animals we started out with, we didn't quite know what we were doing, but we learned how to milk really quickly, and we went from having enough milk to put cream in our coffee to having more milk than we knew what to do with. So, we started experimenting with cheese making. We looked all over the world for places that knew about home cheese making. In 1975, there wasn't very much information available in this country. And we found a lot of information in Europe and started doing a lot of experimenting. We started bringing in supplies and very early on started teaching other people how to make cheese at home. Once our cheeses started coming out edible. But that was almost 40 years ago now.
40 years you've been at this. You've done a lot of experimenting. I had on my farm, Eastley Farm in Framingham, we were making raw cheese out of the milk from my Jersey cows. And it always, we had a cheese room. And the raw cheese was aging in there. It was covered with mold and stuff. And I could never understand why people liked that stuff.
Well, if they've been to France, they'd see it all over the place. Mm-hmm. You know, in Europe, it was a natural because cheese is actually the best way to store milk. If you have a milking animal and you're getting 5 to 8 gallons a day from a cow, it's hard to drink all of that milk. But if you turn it into cheese and you get 1 pound of cheese for every gallon of milk, then you store it a lot more easily on the shelves and you can eat it any time in the future. It's kind of a necessity in some ways if you have dairy animals. And today it's turned into the thing to do. I mean, cheese making has gotten wildly popular over these 40 years that we've been in business.
So you're not only selling these cheeses, are you teaching people how to make cheese? You've got a catalog now, haven't you?
Oh, yes. We're on the web at cheesemaking.com. We teach people how to make cheese. We have hundreds of recipes for free online. We have books on home cheese making some artisanal scale cheese making. Many of the artisanal cheese makers in the country have started with home cheese making. And we sell the supplies and ingredients. We don't sell cheese ourselves.
You don't? No more selling cheese?
We never sold cheese.
Oh, you didn't? You just have learned how to do it for yourself more than anything else. That's a great farm tradition in and of itself. Hold on. 21 after the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up,
trying to help you through the vagaries of being an American family farmer. This is a program dedicated to that. And you can listen to the podcast, as I said, blogtalkradio.com/my American Family Farmer. Don't have to put my in there. Just blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer for all of the, if this may be your first time listening to this, for all the previous podcasts, they're all posted there on Blog Talk Radio. blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. We have with us Ricky Carroll, who along with her husband has founded the New England Cheesemaking Supply Company. So what you're getting from listening to this is that these people are not cheese makers, even though they know how to make cheese. They know how to make cheese, and they will tell you and help you. They are selling cheesemaking supplies and holding cheesemaking workshops all around the country or just at your farm. Where do you have these? Where do you do the cheesemaking workshops?
Well, currently we're doing most of the workshops in Ashfield and in Williamsburg, Mass., where Sarah, my youngest daughter, lives. And I have traveled around the country doing workshops in the past for about 35 years.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing individuals, or are you doing companies who are starting farmers who are starting this sort of thing? Who's the person that comes?
And
I ask you that because I'm moderately naive, Ricky, about this sort of thing. I'm not a cheese guy, but I know people. We used to be inundated with people when I was selling all these cheeses on my farm. People were crazy for all kinds of cheese. I had no idea that cheeses and the individual uniqueness of having it from any farm, for example, instead of going into the store, or even if you go into the good stores, you can find local cheeses and national cheeses and international cheeses. Good God, there are more kinds of cheeses than there are days in the year, I think, aren't there?
And that's true. That's true. And in our workshops, we actually teach a wide variety of people. We teach people who just want to come and do it at home for a hobby with their family on a weekend.
Yep.
And we teach people who have a farm who want to save it and don't know what else to do. They have milk and need to learn how to, want to learn how to make cheese. And this we've been doing for many, many, many decades. And a lot of the farmers who have made cheese a value-added product on their farms are having a lot of great success with it.
Well, the problem is, as you know, and I say this to the dairy farmers listening, if you're not doing organic milk, if you're selling milk into the pool, you're getting screwed 100 ways from Sunday, because the Suiza family, Dean Foods, the Dairy Farmers of America, all these groups are conspiring to ruin the business for the American family farmer so that they can deal with these huge agribusinesses that have 5,000 cows and 10,000 cows and 20,000 cows, and the guy who's got 200, 300, 400 cows gets left in the dust unless he or she can figure out what to do. Organic milk is a way to go, but also making your own cheese, because of the, not only there's excess milk, but it's too cheap to sell on the marketplace as a producer. So,
right. If the agribusiness can screw something up, they will. So what I tell all the people that come to my workshop is that even better than organic is local.
Mm-hmm.
And local means that you know when you go and buy your milk, who's producing it, how they produce it. Organic's kind of getting expensive to do, and organic is ultra pasteurized in a commercial agribusiness sense. Keeping food local, no matter whether it's cheese or any other product, is really important.
Let's pick up on that. Let's stick with the local angle, because you've hit the nail on the head. Ricky Carroll with Doug Steffen, American Family Farmer. Time is 28 after the hour.
Heads up. We're going back in time to 1977. Bell bottoms, disco, CB radios, streakers, and Ford F-Series starts its epic run as the best-selling trucks in America. Fast forward to 2017, and F-Series is still king for 40 straight years. How do you own first place for that long? The answer is not some mystery wrapped inside an enigma. It isn't some philosophy revealed only by an all-knowing dude with a big beard and a crazy robe sitting on top of some mountain in the Himalayas. No. Because here's the deal, my two-belted friends. The answer is rock-solid durability, up to the nanosecond technology and jaw-dropping capability. The trinity of tough. That's why F-Series trucks are the trucks more people count on to do the job than any other brand. And that's why the competition hasn't been number one since A-Trax. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2424 at checkout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
After the hours, we pursue American life, the American family farmer. We're here to help support American family farmers, the businesses that often are run, kind of like this one, by family farmers in the local board movement, the people who use what it is that we grow and what we harvest. So Ricky Carroll and her husband have the New England Cheesemaking Supply Company. We're learning that the idea of making cheese is something that's not done just in the big nature of agribusiness, but people like to learn how to do this. You have a lot of people, I bet, mom and pop, they make it at home. It's like making beer in the bathtub, right?
Yes, we have a lot of people making it at home. We have a lot of people making it commercially, small scale, locally on their farms for a value-added product.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people, even the people that we teach to make cheese and the people that are learning this, what goes into cheese making, it's really important for them also to learn at the same time what it takes for farmers to make cheese. And this is really a labor of love for a farmer. It's a very labor-intensive process.
Explain a little of that. Will you please, Ricky, explain a little of what it takes to do this? And I'm going to send people to your site, cheesemaking.com, by the way, is the site, cheesemaking.com. And if you decide you want to buy some of the things that are there, if you mention you heard this on the American Family Farmer, you'll get a 10% discount, okay? So I'll remind you of that a couple of times in the next few minutes. But the process, bring us through the process.
Well, you've got your milk, and you take a culture to or an acid to acidify the milk. You add it. Once the milk is warm, you put rennet in to set your milk. And then you let it, after you let it set, you cut the curds, you press it, and you age it. Now, that's basically the steps in a nutshell for a hard cheese. For a soft cheese, there's overnight processes. There's some cheeses you can make in 10 minutes.
Really?
There's cheeses you can make in a half an hour. However, what I've been seeing over these four decades that I've been in this is that it's like bread making or beer making. Once you make your own, you don't necessarily stop buying the good stuff. You want more of the good stuff because you know what it takes to make it. So I think that the knowledge of cheese making for the in the family at home only increases their desire to buy local cheeses, as many as they can, and as often as they can, because this helps create the chains that help family farms to stay in business,
mm-hmm.
which is really important today because it helps save our land from the house business.
Right.
And I've driven through so many parts of the country where farms go out of business, you know, every day, and houses sort of start growing instead of tomatoes or,
yep.
you know, instead of cows grazing on the land. And it's not a healthy experience. So I think that supporting the farmers who are taking on this endeavor of making cheese, then it's the most important gift that we can give to each other and to the world that we live in today.
Yeah.
And
let me go one step further with that as far as paying tribute to you. I understand that you have a partnership with a lot of veterans. How did that come into fruition? How did that come to pass?
Well, that was interesting because I think about 8 years ago, Barbara King-Sulver wrote Animal Vegetable Miracle and came to one of my cheesemaking workshops. And there's a chapter about my cheesemaking workshops in that book. And she had been a customer for a long time. Once her book was published, cheesemaking took a great leap. It's kind of like the first person stepping foot on the moon. The business doubled in 3 weeks after many, many years of, you know, decades of being in business. And everybody started wanting to make cheese. They started hearing about it. So we were kind of strapped at the time. We ran our business out of our home. And after that, we had so many orders to fill because so many more people wanted to try to make cheese at home. Someone suggested that the local vets had a project. They put together kits for companies, and it's interesting because while the large companies who they worked for would never visit them, we have parties every year, and we all get together and have Thanksgiving meals and, you know, holiday adventures. And so it's a win-win situation for all of us. They help put together some of our product, and we really love working with them, and they love working with us. They said that we're the only company ever in our local area anyway who has ever so much as said thank you, but we do a lot more than that with the vets. We visit them at least two or three times a year, and they come visit us a few times a year, and it's really actually a fun situation for all of us that they're helping. So it helped in our growth spurt because we just couldn't grow that fast unless mm-hmm. we had more hands on deck. And now their hands are on deck, and we just absolutely love the program. All the government wants to shut that program down too.
Of course they do. Yeah, the government
mm-hmm.
wants to shut everything. The government mm-hmm. is the government. Most of the stuff, especially as it affects the farmer, these people make me sick. There's
so
many
programs.
Absolutely
horrible.
Yeah, it really is. And the average person doesn't get it. But there's the great example of, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. Now, farmers pretty much all tell you different stories about that foolishness. So I'm wondering, Ricky Carroll, how similar cheesemaking is to butter making. I wondered about that because butter's, again, similar
well,
in that it comes from, from dairy, but how similar is the process?
It's often a byproduct of cheese making.
Is it?
You can skim off the butter fat and make butter and then make cheese with the more skimmed milk. the Parmesans and the Swisses of the world are made more with the skimmed milk, and the cream is used for the butter. So butter is actually pretty straightforward, simple to make. I mean, even little kids can put some cream in a cup and shake it up and turn it into butter. But cheese is a little bit more complicated than that. Although we are now actually coming out with a book, Cheese Making for Kids. So I don't know that butter is, you know, it's a great product to make, but I think cheese making, I see much more cheese making on small scale.
Yeah, I do too, because there's less, I mean, butter is butter, it would seem. You can't do much with that except make it the basic. And one of the things that I also, it makes me think, sort of makes me laugh, about all of the big commercial companies that are identified with cheese. The company that's probably largest in this touts its American cheese, which is neither made in America nor is it cheese.
Right. Well, I, you know, have been thinking a lot lately about the future generations because I have a granddaughter now who's 3 and a half.
Yeah.
And luckily, she will never know what, in quotes, American cheese or Velveeta are.
Yeah.
And
right.
we grew up on it. So
yeah, we did.
It's definitely a changing time that we're in over these years because I think people are getting much more aware of the food and where it comes from. And a lot of that, I think, has been due to traveling. You travel around the world, you taste products that don't have the kinds of regulations that we have on them in this country, and you come back and you want to duplicate, you want to replicate them. So that was happening a lot at the beginning. People wanted to replicate what they were tasting all over in Europe, especially in France, Italy. And today I'm seeing a great number of artisanal cheesemakers really creating cheeses unique to their own environments.
All right.
And giving them names that are unique to their own environment. So
yeah,
there's a
right.
huge growth in it.
And then there's the whole business about who's getting sort of caught by some of these European towns or cities where cheese is named after the town that they come from, and there's some people in America that are making these cheeses. Was that the point you were making there? Or is that another point?
Well, not exactly. That's another point, and that is true that people first wanted to just imitate, and now people are really making their own.
Yep.
And I think, you know, this cheese making in America, I mean, all of America is young compared to anything overseas. And so along with that, cheese making is young. But when we started this 40 years ago compared to where it is now, there's just a huge difference. In the American Cheese Society, which has a meeting every year of cheesemakers, when I started the competition there, we had a cheesemaking competition with 89 entries. And this year, there was over 2,000 entries of different cheeses, all made in North American countries.
Yeah. All right. So that's a good sign in and of itself.
Huge good sign for farmers that people are really learning that it is so important to go to a local farmer's market and be able to buy the cheese from the guy next door or from the girl next door rather than importing it where it travels a long way. And it's also important to know about milk that just because milk is labeled organic doesn't mean that it's a good milk. Exactly. I mean, I hate to say that.
Well, you went back to the local. Let's wrap up our conversation by, again, underscoring what local is all about, because that really is a focus of this program. Don't forget, if you go to cheesemaking.com, Ricky Carroll is offering the people who are listening to this program a 10% discount on the supplies that she sells at cheesemaking.com.
And they need to enter a code of Family Farmer.
Right, Family Farmer.
At the checkout.
Right.
But, yes, local is absolutely the most important way to get our food these days.
All right, we'll spend a few moments on that as we have time, 47 after the hour, on the American Family Farmer.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shades.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
All right, so let's, as we think about local, I'm sort of my mind is on what we do with the farmers, because I want to help the farmers, but the farmers can sell their milk. Again, this program is for family farmers, for companies that are run by family farmers and the locavores who want good local food, and it is more important for it to be local than organic. Because organic can suffer the same thing. You buy a head of lettuce that's organic that comes from California, it's lost much of its starch by the time it gets to the East Coast. Same is true with milk. It's true with anything. So you start with the right ingredient, Ricky, when you talk about good local milk.
Yes, absolutely. And it doesn't have to travel back and forth to get pasteurized. And a milk in Massachusetts could travel to California to get processed and then travel back to Massachusetts to get sold. So you know that there's something taken out of it in the process.
And then they call it California milk. They advertise the it's just amazing how the
Or they call it farm fresh organic.
Yeah. You have to be really careful. I love seeing the trucks from Gorelick, which is a Dean Foods company, traveling around local milk from local farmers. Do you know what a load of crap that is? Most of the milk that comes through the processing plant here in Massachusetts comes from New York State. And anyway, no, I don't get off on that. But local milk, get it. Get Ricky's cheesemaking supplies at cheesemaking.com. Use Family Farmer at checkout. You get a 10% discount on the tools to make your own cheese. Very instructive. Ricky Carroll, thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Farmer Time, 54 past the hour. Don't forget, podcast every week of the American Family Farmer information. Go to blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. I love my opportunity here to have some commentary, but first I have to tell you the story about this guy in Montpelier, Vermont, who pleaded not guilty to charges that he sprayed manure on a Customs and Border Protection car after confronting one of the agents about why he wasn't the agent doing more to arrest people who are coming here illegally. Mark Johnson entered a plea in Vermont Superior Court to charges of disorderly conduct and simple assault of a law enforcement officer with fluids. Assault with fluids. He declined to comment. He told The officer didn't say anything, but the local newspaper interviewed him, and he said his livelihood has been hurt by people working on Vermont farms who could be here illegally. He said he asked the agent why he wasn't doing more to arrest people working here illegally. And the Customs and Border Protection people said the job of the agent is to keep people from entering the country illegally. Immigration and Customs is responsible for enforcing immigration law inside our country. Apparently, Mr. Johnson has a history of minor brushes with the law. He says he didn't know the car was nearby when he turned on the manure spreader. Good for him. I say that lovingly, of course. 55 past the hour. In a moment, we visit the connection between farm and school. My thoughts as school gets opened as to how farms can be better connected to local schools and information that children have and what they grow up around knowing with regard to farms. Meantime, though, if you're hiring people on your farm, you want to find the best candidates. Of course you do. So join lots of farm and farm groups, farm organizations, farm companies using ZipRecruiter.com. They are different. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, one click, and that's all you need. Unlike some of the other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them and brings them to you. You don't have to juggle the emails, fiddle around. Nope. Find out today if you need a new employee on the farm why ZipRecruiter is being used by businesses of all types and sizes. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use ZipRecruiter free. Yep, free first time through. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so as school begins, there's a great opportunity, it seems to me, about the connection between the farm and the school. I find that here in New England there are a lot of farm-to-school stories that are worth discussing. There are people that come into the farms. There are health and coordinated classes that are tied sometimes to biology or chemistry or whatever it is. But the health food curriculum, there ought to be a health food curriculum in every school, in my opinion, and they ought to bring in farmers to teach about locally grown foods, how they are fresher, more flavorful, what the reason is, and we were sort of talking about this a few minutes ago about shipping food long distances. When students in class learn about the right way to, even teaching how to grow a little garden, but understanding what the landscape is all about. And then there's the other side of this. When schools buy local food, they support local farms in their communities. So the school department should be saying to the people that cook the, because a lot of schools have meals in the morning, meals at noontime, and meals in the afternoon. Some children have all three of their meals associated with schools. So why shouldn't the local farmers have the leg up in terms of what the school systems are buying and what they're teaching? So it's curricular-based and it's actual use-based. I would like to see an expansion of that on both sides. The opportunities in home ec classes for learning how to cook and using local ag products for that sort of thing. Getting people used to thinking about where the food comes from, and why having local food is more important than organic or any other label that may be used. I think that in and of itself is good food for thought, and that's why I offer it to you to think about here. Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.